I was able to get a meeting with the CEO of SunTrust Bank in Atlanta, a man named Jimmy Williams. I just read about him in the Wall Street Journal, where he had been named America's greatest banker.
No way.
And I had been able to secure a meeting with him. And I had hired the development people from the New York Theater to put together a proposal, a prospectus proposal, to bring to SunTrust and ask them to buy the violin as an investment, and I would play it for 30 years. And I thought it was very well written. We did research, and it was a big, thick booklet, and I brought it with my, well, I only had one suit then. I have more now, but I brought my one blue suit. And first thing he said to me was, "We're so proud of you, Bobby." First thing. Now, come on in. So I walked in, and I was starting to get a little nervous then, but not quite. And there was a man named Ed who was sitting on the couch. I never really knew who Ed was, but he was sitting there. And I'm in this environment with which I wasn't familiar. And the sweat started to happen. You know, the Albert Brooks from Broadcast News. I mean, that was, or Tom Wolfe's Saddlebags from Man in Full. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah.
So that started to take place pretty much at the beginning. So I'm sitting there in front of Mr. Jimmy Williams, and he pulls his chair in front of his desk, and he goes, "Now, Bobby, we're so proud of you. Now, tell me why you're here." And I said, "Well, we have this proposal." And it was like a windmill. He just took it and just placed it behind him on his desk. And he just folded his arms and was silent, obviously wanted me to speak. Oh God. So I said, "Well, this proposal asks that SunTrust invest in the future of classical music by buying a great violin for my use, and I'll promote SunTrust all over the world." And there was not... there was actually just a little bit of silence. He immediately said, "Well, how much is this violin worth?" I said, "Well, it's been appraised by the head of the financial collection at Christie's for $3.5 million. Bobby, why do you have to play a $3 million violin? Why can't you play a $1 million violin?" And I said, "That's a great question." Believe it or not, playing on a $1 million violin is like running with a pulled hamstring. And he went, "Now that is a good analogy." Ed, can you believe playing on a $1 million violin is like running with a pulled hamstring? Now, we're not saying no. Now, I counted how many times we're not saying no. 16. In the entire meeting. We're not saying no. We're going to study this. We're not saying no. But I got to tell you, classical music is not my expertise, but $3.5 million is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, how often do you play in our market? Sir, how often do you play in our market? Do you know what our market is? And I went, "Well, actually, yes, it's Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida." He went, "That's right. Now, out of 100 concerts, how often do you play in our market?" I went, "Well, maybe 15 out of 100. "Well, we're not saying no. We're going to study it. We're going to study it. But it might be hard to justify paying $3.5 million for a piece of wood when you only play 15 times out of 100 in our market. Now, we don't care about Hong Kong. We're proud of you for playing in Hong Kong. But we don't care about Hong Kong." And I knew it was just, oh my Lord, this is going to be a very difficult process. So I'm just so. And I leave. I said bye to Ed, even though I didn't know who he was. And I got to the door, and he said, "Oh, Bobby, I do have a question for you." "Yes, sir." "Have you got your parking ticket so we can validate it?" And so that was...